It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A few years ago, I screwed my courage to the sticking place and bravely announced that I was not going to cook a turkey for Thanksgiving. The women of the family sagely nodded in agreement, but the lone male looked at me with such disbelief that I partially withdrew my declaration. Instead of cooking traditional fare, I would serve it on the table. But I would leave the cooking to our local supermarket that was offering such a deal on a down-home feast that I couldn't pass it by. For a little money and almost no Wednesday night hassles, I dished up enough turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, vegetable casserole, cranberry salad, hot rolls, and pumpkin pie to feed our foursome several times over. This was a great idea because it gave me time to prepare some special things, like a baked dish from my garden of squashes that were overwintering in the garage, and my mother-in-law's Italian gnocchi pasta with fresh-cooked sauce, and the holiday tamales that were dropped off by a friend, and the pecan pie from a neighbor who had started her own tradition for us years ago. There was only one problem with that year's Thanksgiving feast. Whereas the supermarket offered everything you'd need to keep the cook and everyone else sane and satiated, they failed to offer a turkey disposal service at the end of the day. So there I was, with the twilight and my spirits falling, staring at the old familiar sight of plates and pans filled with skin and scraps, bones and byproducts of a day of gluttony. And to top it off, after cleaning the carcass, I boiled the bones to make broth in a sudden burst of domestic guilt over not cooking the big bird to begin with. And then I was faced with the chore of getting rid of them in a manner that wouldn't allow the dog and cats to keep dragging them back into the yard like a portent of leftovers to come. Yes, indeed, it was the end of a perfect day and the beginning of a long night. Which started me thinking, as I tied on my scullery maid outfit, about all the wishfulness in Western Kansas for economic development. Do we not have here a perfect opportunity for a seasonal economic boon? People sell Christmas trees and potpourri and homemade candy and potholders during the holiday season. Why not offer a turkey disposal service? Come to think of it, all we need is a little diversification from an existing and sometimes thriving business in our area. Perhaps the trucks that rendering plants send out after snowstorms and blizzards to pick up deceased cattle at the edges of pastures and feedlots could make holiday rounds, stopping at driveways to relieve exhausted kitchen help of their troublesome turkey carcasses. In this era of recycle and reuse, I'm sure turkey remnants could be of value somewhere, somehow. Well, anyway, the big bird was done for another year, even though it wasn't done by me. And that left me with a bit of time to think of something new and different for Christmas. If I had had my way, we'd sample a Hawaiian luau on the shores of Waikiki, replete with ukulele versions of old English carols. But knowing that idea wouldn't fly with the family, I started a Christmas dinner quest for a really easy recipe for ham glaze. The only requirement was that cleanup had to be a snap.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.